Hello and welcome to the Success Unscrambled podcast. This is Alvern and my focus is to help 1,000 creative female entrepreneurs over the next 10 years become more visible using simplified and fun marketing programs so that they can scale their business quickly, donate 1% of their profits, time and resources to help reduce women illiteracy and eventually gaining the time freedom they need with their loved ones. In today's episode, we're looking at how to make a ClickUp content calendar for your social media goals. Are you ready? Okay. If you're picky about the way your content calendar looks, then this ClickUp content calendar tutorial may just be what you need. While there are a ton of options on the market to create social media calendars, let's face it, not all the options available fall into the category of pretty or cute. Some of them are very simple in their approach, while others offer very practical options, like integrations to popular software or applications. Let me know if you can relate to this. You have been using content calendar in your business for a few years in a somewhat consistent fashion. In recent times, your business has grown to a point where you're using a host of other solutions as well. However, you need a social media content calendar that seamlessly integrates with other tools, like project management and time tracking. What would be great is having a calendar that works really well with CRM solution and appointment calendar for your business. In this episode, you will learn how to create a cute content calendar in ClickUp, as well as how to customize it using automations, features, fields, and templates for your business efficiency. So how content calendar integration drives efficiency anyway? Well, in case you're wondering about the whole new concept of integrating tools, let me take some time to explain. When you get started in business, the first 1 to 3 years is spent getting new clients on board to generate a consistent income. Over time, you will notice that the bigger your business grows, the more overwhelming things can feel. What I mean by this is that business processes that are manual and repeatable can consume a lot of time. It can also cause you to reach an imaginary ceiling where you can only process so many orders or documents in a day. The next automatic thought is for you to hire someone part-time to take over all these manual processes so that you can get back to your zone of genius. However, when compared to the cost efficiencies, it would make more sense to pay for tools that handle those manual processes rather than hiring staff. Of course, at some point, you will need to hire staff to complete certain jobs. Tasks that can be automated should be done via integrated tools or even native automation features. ClickUp content calendar integration examples. One clever example of this is the ability to integrate ClickUp with Calendly, which is an application for setting up appointments. The benefit of having this integration is this. When a potential client schedules some time in your calendar, a task in ClickUp can be generated automatically for you. One seamless calendar. Another smart integration is Twilio. If you've never heard of Twilio, it is a communication platform that uses SMS, voice, video, email, and even chatbots. One way to use the ClickUp and Twilio integration is by sending a text message to key stakeholders when a task is completed. I think that the one you would like the most is the integration with Amazon Alexa. Yes, Alexa. Imagine having the ability to automate a task list for a project or several projects by asking Alexa to do it. I know, right? You have to agree that ClickUp with Alexa integration is the perfect reason to create a ClickUp content calendar. Let's look at how to get started creating your cute content calendar next. So this may sound obvious, but the first step in this entire process is, of course, to create an account in ClickUp if you don't already have one. You'll be happy to know that ClickUp accounts are free to use for the lowest level option. If you run into any difficulty creating an account in ClickUp, you can refer back to the post I created or episode I created, ClickUp Bootstrap Asana. I've left a link in the show notes. You can head over to successunscrambled.com/ClickUp-content-calendar. So in a previous episode, I walk you step by step on how to set up an account. Once you have that account set up, all you have to do then is create your first workspace. So step one, create a workspace for you to house everything related to you and your business. Label it whatever you want. The reason for doing this is that it will give you the option to assign each of your clients their own workspace as well. That's step two. Next, you will create a space or project hub for your content calendar. Simply go to your workspace and add a dedicated space. I know one is called workspace and the other one is called space. I wish they can come up with better names. But anyway, I know my screenshot may look a little bit intimidating, but trust me, this is super easy. So if you head over to the show notes, you'll see a screenshot of how to get this done. Step three, the next thing you need to decide is what stages does your content workflow go through? For example, how do you currently create content and who else is involved in that process? This applies to things like blog posts, videos, social media posts, podcasts, vertical videos, memes, GIFs. Ignore all of the template options available to you in the template section and choose custom. Again, you need to head over to the show notes, successunscrambled.com/clickup-content-calendar. And that's clickup-content-calendar. You then add a list of all the status options that you would love your content to follow in terms of a workflow. You can see the pretty screenshot with all the different colors in the show notes. I could not think of a cool name for the part of the workflow where you get all the images and pretty links created, so I named it accessories. Songs like shopping bags, shopping for handbags and shoes, and even necklaces, well, probably it is. Step four, now ClickUp has a huge list of things called apps that are there to help make your life easier. The only problem is it can feel overwhelming when you are not really sure which ones to leave or which ones to switch off. Remember that you can switch them on or off later on. You don't have to all switch them on or off right now. So just leave the default if you want, or if you look in the screen, the show notes, you'll be able to see the screenshot I left there of the ones I left on and the ones I switched off. Step five, this is going to start feeling like if you're shopping for clothes and shopping for shoes and handbags. The next screen will be asking you if you would like to have a board, map, mind map, calendar activity. Like everything else, you will have the option to switch the other areas on or off later on. I would go for a board, calendar view, activity, and list. Obviously, list is the default. It does. Every one of the ones created in ClickUp comes with the list as standard default. After creating your new space, this is what it should look like with the board view. So I've left a screenshot of the board view in the show notes. You are now ready to add your list of ideas, topics, or themes to your content calendar. If you have a big list of ideas, you can simply copy them and paste them into ClickUp. That will actually create your whole big list of tasks. I had 13 tasks, 13 things on my list, and I just click the create 13 tasks and it does that all in one go. Easy peasy. Step six, after adding your list, you should spend time deciding on the key elements that needs to happen in the next phase. For example, my next phase is researching. So I have ideas as my first phase and my next phase is researching because I like to spend time evaluating the topic for each of the key elements that I'm going to create. These include SEO, content formats, timing, relevance, call to action, and return on investment. Here is my stage two with all the necessary subtasks, which I've left a screenshot in the show notes. Remember, at the end of the day, you'll need to assign each person, when necessary, who needs to complete each subtask as well as a date. Step seven. Decide if each of those subtasks needs to have its own checklist in order to reduce the risk of error. In my content calendar, I have actually taken the time to create checklists and or custom fields that are required. As an example, my SEO subtask has a checklist of things that needs to happen for the idea to be approved for the next phase. So I've left, again, a screenshot in the show notes. Also, the content formats subtask has a number of custom fields that I created. This is to ensure everyone knows which formats are approved for those content ideas. Again, I've left a screenshot in the show notes, so you can take a look at that. Once you're happy with all of the subtasks and you have all of the necessary steps for this phase, you can move on to the next one and do the same thing, creating your subtask, your custom fields, your checklists, etc., etc. If you want to customize the options you have available for each task, here's how to create custom fields in ClickUp. First, you will need to ensure that your custom field app is enabled for the workspace. So you see how these ClickUps come in handy. Head over to your workspace on the bottom left corner and click on your workspace, then find the ClickUps on the left-hand menu. After choosing ClickUps on the menu, you'll be brought to a view that looks something like the one I have in the show notes. Again, head over to successandscramble.com/ClickUp Content Calendar, and that's ClickUp-Content-Calendar. Ensure that the custom fields option is enabled, then head back over to your content calendar. Simply click into the task or subtask, then click on the three dots on the top center of that view and choose custom fields, then new custom field. Again, I've left a screenshot in the show notes so you can see that. You will then see the custom field options. And there are like 15 options to choose from. Step 9, setting up an automation is one of the best ways to get things done efficiently in ClickUp. To set up an automation to ensure that the ClickUp automation feature is enabled, head over to the list section and click on the automation icon, the one that actually looks like the head of a robot. And then you click on the add automation button and decide what it is that you would like to automate. I know, right? While this may sound complicated initially, I can assure you it is a simple if this, then that formula. Again, I've left a screenshot in the show notes. If you are not sure yet what you'd like to automate, just think of your content workflow and all the repetitive manual tasks. I have included an example in the show notes of the one that I set up earlier, and it's one that, for example, you know, I have my first three boards. The first one is ideas, the second one is researching, and the third one is creating. So my automation is when the status changes from researching to creating, then apply a template to that card. And you will actually see a screenshot in the show notes for this one as well. So now that you have an overview of how content calendar workflow happens in ClickUp, let me show you a video of how it all works, as it can be complicated to explain it all in a written format. Again, head over to the show notes, successandscramble.com/ClickUp-Content-Calendar. And I actually have a video that's about just over 10 minutes long showing you step by step how to get all set up in ClickUp. After watching the video, you will come to realize that creating a content calendar in ClickUp can be a straightforward process, of course, if you wanted to. Yes, not all content calendars are created equal, but the ClickUp content calendar certainly is one of the best on the market. This is because it gives you the ability to create a very customized, colorful, and automated content calendar. I have to say that I really like the fact that you can add custom fields to the tasks and subtasks. Automations are so cool because they save you time by auto-populating the task and subtask with the needed information. If you would like to get a ClickUp content calendar for your business, but you just don't have the time or energy, feel free to book some time in my calendar. I've left a link in the show notes where we can discuss how I can help you getting it all set up. Are you struggling to come up with content ideas for your content calendar? So just one hand, you have the content calendar all set up, but you might find yourself looking at a blank screen wondering, well, what content will I create? Or maybe you're tired of the constant content hamster wheel. If you are, then remember you can grab the content planning bundle that will help you to plan 90 days of content in 90 minutes. Again, you need to head over to the show notes, successonscramble.com/ClickUp Content Calendar. That's ClickUp-Content-Calendar. Whatever you do, remember to subscribe to the Success Unscrambled podcast, where you'll be the first to hear what's happening in the entrepreneurial and digital marketing world. Your positive review of this podcast is vital to keeping it alive and running for the next 12 to 24 months. So please leave a positive review for us on iTunes, Spotify, or any of your favorite podcast players. I started this particular podcast in 2017 because I had a burden on my heart to help reduce women illiteracy globally. Because this is a huge undertaking, I've decided to help 1,000 female entrepreneurs over the next 10 years to become wildly successful in their online business through simplified marketing strategies. That way, we can build a strong business network of women who can donate 1% of their profit, and together we can reduce women illiteracy around the world. Would you be interested in being part of this movement? If yes, then shoot me an email using alvern@successunscrambled.com. That's it for today. Until next time, enjoy the rest of your day and the rest of your week. Bye for now.